The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey is a self-help book that has become a classic in the genre. It was first published in 1989 and has since sold over 25 million copies worldwide. The book is based on the premise that success in life is not just about having the right skills and knowledge, but also about having the right attitude and habits. The book outlines 7 habits that Covey believes are essential for achieving success in life. The first habit is to be proactive. This means taking responsibility for your life and not letting external circumstances dictate your actions. The second habit is to begin with the end in mind. This means having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and working towards it. The third habit is to put first things first. This means prioritizing tasks and activities that are important and not getting distracted by less important tasks. The fourth habit is to think win-win. This means looking for solutions that benefit everyone involved. The fifth habit is to seek first to understand, then to be understood. This means listening to others and trying to understand their point of view before expressing your own. The sixth habit is to synergize. This means working together with others to create something greater than the sum of its parts. The seventh habit is to sharpen the saw. This means taking time to rest and recharge so that you can be more productive. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a timeless classic that has helped millions of people around the world achieve success in their lives. It is a must-read for anyone looking to improve their life and reach their goals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Be proactive, take responsibility for your life and the choices you make. Instead of reacting to or worrying about circumstances, take the initiative and create positive change. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind, visualize the outcome you want and plan accordingly. This will help you stay focused and prioritize your goals. Main idea number 3. Put first things first, prioritize your tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 4. Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. This will help you build relationships and create a positive environment. Main idea number 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing your own. This will help you build trust and foster meaningful conversations. Main idea number 6. Synergize. Work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. This will help you leverage the strengths of each individual and create innovative solutions. Main idea number 7. Sharpen the saw, take time to rest and recharge. This will help you stay energized and productive in the long run. Main idea number 8. Find your voice and inspire others to find theirs, speak up and share your ideas. This will help you build confidence and inspire others to do the same. Main idea number 9. Live a balanced life, take time to focus on all aspects of your life, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. This will help you stay healthy and fulfilled. Main idea number 10. Practice habits of interdependence, work together with others to achieve common goals. This will help you build strong relationships and create a sense of community. Main idea number 11. Lead by example, set a good example for others to follow. This will help you build trust and inspire others to do the same. Main idea number 12. Embrace change, be open to new ideas and approaches. This will help you stay flexible and adapt to changing circumstances. Main idea number 13. Focus on solutions. Instead of dwelling on problems, focus on finding solutions. This will help you stay positive and productive. Main idea number 14. Practice self-awareness. Take time to reflect on your thoughts and actions. This will help you stay mindful and make better decisions. Main idea number 15. Develop emotional intelligence. Learn to recognize and manage your emotions. This will help you stay in control and build meaningful relationships. Main idea number 16. Cultivate a positive attitude, focus on the good and stay optimistic. This will help you stay motivated and productive. Main idea number 17. Take time to reflect, take time to think about your experiences and learn from them. This will help you stay mindful and grow as a person. Main idea number 18. Practice gratitude, appreciate the good things in life and be thankful for them. This will help you stay positive and focused on the present. Main idea number 19. Live with integrity, do the right thing even when it's difficult. This will help you stay true to your values and build trust. Main idea number 20. Find meaning and purpose, find something that you are passionate about and pursue it. This will help you stay motivated and fulfilled. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The idea of being proactive is to take responsibility for your life and the choices you make. It is about taking the initiative and creating positive change, rather than simply reacting to or worrying about circumstances. This idea is based on the belief that we are in control of our own lives and that we have the power to make positive changes. It is about taking ownership of our decisions and actions, and being accountable for the results. Being proactive means being intentional and taking action to create the life we want. It is about being mindful of our thoughts and actions, and making conscious decisions that will lead to positive outcomes. It is about taking responsibility for our own happiness and success, and not relying on external factors to determine our fate. By being proactive, we can create the life we want and make a positive impact on the world around us. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind is an important concept to keep in mind when planning for the future. It encourages us to think about our desired outcome and then work backwards to create a plan to achieve it. Visualizing the end result can help us stay focused and prioritize our goals. It can also help us identify potential obstacles and plan for how to overcome them. By taking the time to think through our desired outcome, we can create a plan that will help us reach our goals in the most efficient and effective way possible. When creating a plan, it is important to consider the resources available to us. We should think about the skills and knowledge we have, the people we can rely on for help, and the tools and technology we can use. We should also consider the timeline for our plan and the steps we need to take to reach our desired outcome. By taking the time to plan ahead, we can ensure that we are taking the right steps to reach our goals. Begin with the end in mind is a powerful concept that can help us create a plan for success. By visualizing our desired outcome and planning accordingly, we can stay focused and prioritize our goals. This will help us create a plan that will help us reach our goals in the most efficient and effective way possible. Main idea number 3. Putting first things first is an important habit to cultivate in order to be successful and productive. It means taking the time to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first. This will help you stay organized and make sure that you are making progress on the tasks that are most important to you. It also means that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important or that can be delegated to someone else. When you prioritize your tasks, it is important to consider the urgency and importance of each task. Urgent tasks are those that need to be done right away, while important tasks are those that will have a long-term impact on your goals. By focusing on the important tasks first, you can ensure that you are making progress on the things that will have the most impact on your success. It is also important to remember that prioritizing tasks does not mean that you should neglect the less important tasks. It simply means that you should focus on the most important tasks first and then move on to the less important tasks. This will help you stay organized and productive, and ensure that you are making progress on the tasks that are most important to you. Main idea number 4. The idea of think-win-win is based on the concept of mutual benefit. It encourages us to look for solutions that benefit everyone involved, rather than just ourselves. This approach helps to build relationships and create a positive environment. It encourages us to look for solutions that are mutually beneficial, rather than just focusing on our own needs. It also encourages us to be open to compromise and to be willing to negotiate. When we think win-win, we are looking for solutions that are beneficial to all parties involved. We are looking for solutions that are fair and equitable, and that will create a positive outcome for everyone. We are also looking for solutions that are sustainable, so that everyone involved can benefit in the long term. Thinking win-win helps us to build relationships and create a positive environment, as it encourages us to be open to compromise and to be willing to negotiate. The idea of think-win-win is an important part of effective communication and problem-solving. It encourages us to look for solutions that are beneficial to all parties involved, rather than just focusing on our own needs. It also encourages us to be open to compromise and to be willing to negotiate. Thinking win-win helps us to build relationships and create a positive environment, as it encourages us to be open to compromise and to be willing to negotiate. Main idea number 5. The idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept in Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages us to take the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing our own. This helps to build trust and foster meaningful conversations. When we take the time to listen to others and try to understand their point of view, we are showing respect for their opinions and ideas. This helps to create an atmosphere of mutual understanding and respect. It also helps to create an environment where people feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and feelings. By taking the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective, we can also gain insight into our own beliefs and opinions. We can learn from the experiences of others and gain a better understanding of our own thoughts and feelings. This can help us to become more open-minded and tolerant of different perspectives. Seeking first to understand, then to be understood is an important concept that can help us to build trust and foster meaningful conversations. It encourages us to take the time to listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing our own. This helps to create an atmosphere of mutual understanding and respect, and can help us to gain insight into our own beliefs and opinions. Main idea number 6. Synergize is the idea of working together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. This concept encourages individuals to leverage their strengths and come up with innovative solutions. By working together, individuals can combine their unique perspectives and skills to create something that is more powerful than what any one person could create on their own. Synergizing also encourages collaboration and communication, which can help to foster a sense of teamwork and trust among team members. Ultimately, this can lead to more successful outcomes and a greater sense of satisfaction for everyone involved. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey emphasizes the importance of synergizing. He encourages individuals to look for ways to work together to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. He also encourages individuals to be open to new ideas and perspectives, and to be willing to compromise in order to reach a successful outcome. By working together, individuals can create something that is more powerful than what any one person could create on their own. Main idea number 7. The idea of sharpen the saw is an important part of Stephen Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is the idea that in order to be productive and successful, we must take time to rest and recharge. This is especially important in today's world, where we are constantly bombarded with information and demands on our time. Taking time to rest and recharge allows us to stay energized and productive in the long run. When we take time to rest and recharge, we are able to come back to our work with a fresh perspective and renewed energy. This can help us to be more creative and productive, as well as more resilient when faced with challenges. It also helps us to stay focused and motivated, which can lead to greater success in the long run. Taking time to rest and recharge is an important part of self-care and can help us to stay healthy and balanced. It can also help us to stay connected to our values and goals, which can help us to stay on track and achieve our goals. Taking time to rest and recharge is an important part of being successful and productive, and it is something that we should all strive to do on a regular basis. Main idea number 8. The idea of find your voice and inspire others to find theirs is an important one. It encourages us to speak up and share our ideas, even if we feel uncertain or intimidated. Doing so helps us build confidence and encourages others to do the same. It is a reminder that our voice matters and that we can make a difference. In his book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey emphasizes the importance of finding our voice and inspiring others to do the same. He encourages us to be proactive and take initiative in our lives. He also encourages us to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks. By doing so, we can create a positive ripple effect and inspire others to do the same. Finding our voice and inspiring others to do the same is an important part of personal growth and development. It helps us to become more confident and to take ownership of our lives. It also helps us to become more connected to others and to create meaningful relationships. Ultimately, it helps us to become more effective in our lives and to make a positive impact on the world. Main idea number 9. Living a balanced life is essential for overall well-being. It means taking the time to focus on all aspects of your life, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. This will help you stay healthy and fulfilled. Physical health is important for maintaining energy and strength. Eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are all essential for physical health. Mental health is also important for overall well-being. Taking time to relax, practice mindfulness, and engage in activities that bring joy are all important for mental health. Emotional health is also important for overall well-being. Taking time to express your feelings, connect with others, and practice self-care are all important for emotional health. Finally, spiritual health is important for overall well-being. Taking time to reflect on your values, practice gratitude, and connect with something greater than yourself are all important for spiritual health. Living a balanced life is essential for overall well-being. Taking the time to focus on all aspects of your life, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, will help you stay healthy and fulfilled. Main idea number 10. Practicing habits of interdependence is an important part of becoming a highly effective person. Working together with others to achieve common goals helps to build strong relationships and create a sense of community. It also encourages collaboration and problem-solving, which can lead to better results. When working together, it is important to remember that everyone has something to contribute and that everyone's opinion matters. It is also important to be open to different perspectives and to be willing to compromise. Working together with others can help to create a sense of trust and respect, which can lead to better communication and more successful outcomes. Interdependence also encourages people to think outside of the box and to come up with creative solutions to problems. Working together can help to foster a sense of belonging and can help to build a strong team. It is important to remember that everyone has something to offer and that everyone's opinion matters. Working together can help to create a sense of unity and can help to create a sense of purpose. Practicing habits of interdependence is an important part of becoming a highly effective person. It can help to create strong relationships, foster collaboration, and encourage creative problem-solving. Working together with others can help to create a sense of trust and respect, which can lead to better communication and more successful outcomes. Main idea number 11. Leading by example is an important part of being an effective leader. When you set a good example for others to follow, you demonstrate that you are trustworthy and reliable. This helps to build trust and respect among your team and encourages others to follow your lead. Leading by example also helps to inspire others to do the same. When you show that you are willing to put in the effort and work hard, it can motivate others to do the same. This can help to create a positive and productive work environment, where everyone is working together to achieve the same goals. Leading by example is not always easy, but it is an important part of being an effective leader. It takes time and effort to build trust and respect, but it is worth it in the end. By setting a good example for others to follow, you can help to create a positive and productive work environment and inspire others to do the same. Main idea number 12. Embracing change is an important part of being successful. It is important to be open to new ideas and approaches, as this will help you stay flexible and adapt to changing circumstances. This is especially true in today's world, where technology and the global economy are constantly evolving. By being open to change, you can stay ahead of the curve and be prepared for whatever comes your way. It is also important to remember that change can be a positive thing. It can bring new opportunities and help you grow as a person. By embracing change, you can learn new skills, gain new perspectives, and become more successful. It is also important to remember that change can be difficult, and it is important to be patient and take the time to adjust to new situations. In order to embrace change, it is important to be open to new ideas and approaches. This means being willing to try new things and take risks. It also means being willing to accept failure and learn from it. Finally, it is important to be willing to ask for help when needed. By doing these things, you can stay flexible and adapt to changing circumstances. Main idea number 13. The idea of focusing on solutions instead of problems is an important one. When we focus on the problems, we can become overwhelmed and discouraged. We can become stuck in a cycle of negativity and inaction. However, when we focus on solutions, we can become energized and motivated. We can take action and make progress. Focusing on solutions also helps us to stay positive. When we focus on the problems, we can become pessimistic and cynical. We can become overwhelmed by the magnitude of the problems and feel like there is nothing we can do. However, when we focus on solutions, we can see that there are things we can do to make a difference. We can become hopeful and optimistic about the future. Finally, focusing on solutions helps us to be productive. When we focus on the problems, we can become bogged down in details and get stuck in analysis paralysis. However, when we focus on solutions, we can take action and make progress. We can move forward and achieve our goals. In summary, focusing on solutions instead of problems is an important habit to cultivate. It can help us stay positive, motivated, and productive. It can help us make progress and achieve our goals. Main idea number 14. Practicing self-awareness is an important habit to cultivate in order to become more effective. It involves taking time to reflect on your thoughts and actions, and to consider how they are impacting your life. This practice can help you stay mindful and make better decisions. It can also help you identify areas where you need to make changes or improvements. Self-awareness can help you become more aware of your strengths and weaknesses, and can help you develop a better understanding of yourself and your goals. It can also help you become more aware of the impact your decisions have on others. When practicing self-awareness, it is important to be honest with yourself and to take an objective look at your thoughts and actions. Ask yourself questions such as, "What am I doing right? What could I be doing better? What are my strengths and weaknesses? What are my goals and how am I working towards them?" Taking the time to reflect on these questions can help you gain insight into yourself and your life, and can help you make better decisions. Practicing self-awareness can also help you become more aware of your emotions and how they are impacting your life. It can help you become more aware of how you are feeling in the moment and how your emotions are influencing your decisions. This can help you make better decisions and can help you become more aware of how your emotions are impacting your relationships. Practicing self-awareness is an important habit to cultivate in order to become more effective. It can help you gain insight into yourself and your life, and can help you make better decisions. Taking the time to reflect on your thoughts and actions can help you become more aware of your strengths and weaknesses, and can help you become more aware of how your emotions are impacting your life. Main idea number 15. Developing emotional intelligence is an important part of becoming a successful and effective person. It involves learning to recognize and manage your emotions in order to stay in control and build meaningful relationships. This can be done by understanding your own emotions and those of others, and learning how to respond to them in a constructive way. The first step in developing emotional intelligence is to become aware of your own emotions. Pay attention to how you feel in different situations and take note of the emotions that arise. Once you have identified your emotions, you can start to understand why you feel the way you do. This will help you to better manage your emotions and respond to them in a more constructive way. The next step is to learn to recognize the emotions of others. Pay attention to the body language and facial expressions of those around you, and try to understand how they are feeling. This will help you to build better relationships and be more understanding of others. Finally, it is important to learn how to respond to your own emotions and those of others in a constructive way. This means learning how to express your feelings in a healthy way, and how to listen and empathize with others. It also means learning how to resolve conflicts and disagreements in a respectful manner. Developing emotional intelligence is an important part of becoming a successful and effective person. By understanding your own emotions and those of others, and learning how to respond to them in a constructive way, you can stay in control and build meaningful relationships. Main idea number 16. Cultivating a positive attitude is essential for success in any endeavor. It is important to focus on the good and stay optimistic, even in the face of adversity. Doing so will help you stay motivated and productive, and will help you to achieve your goals. When faced with a challenge, it is important to remember that you have the power to make a difference and to take action. It is also important to recognize that you have the ability to learn from your mistakes and to use them as an opportunity to grow and improve. Having a positive attitude can also help you to stay focused on the present moment and to appreciate the small successes that come your way. It can help you to stay open to new ideas and to be flexible in your approach. It can also help you to stay connected to your values and to stay true to yourself. Finally, it can help you to stay connected to the people around you and to build meaningful relationships. Cultivating a positive attitude is an important part of living a successful and fulfilling life. It can help you to stay motivated and productive, and to achieve your goals. It can also help you to stay connected to your values and to the people around you. By focusing on the good and staying optimistic, you can create a positive attitude that will help you to succeed in any endeavor. Main idea number 17. Taking time to reflect on your experiences is an important part of personal growth. It allows you to gain insight into yourself and your life, and to learn from your mistakes. It can also help you to stay mindful and stay focused on the present moment. Reflection can take many forms, from journaling to meditation. It can be done alone or with a group of people. It can be done in a structured way, such as with a guided meditation, or in an unstructured way, such as simply sitting and thinking. Whatever form it takes, reflection can help you to gain a better understanding of yourself and your life, and to make better decisions in the future. Reflection can also help you to stay mindful and stay focused on the present moment. It can help you to be more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and to be more mindful of your actions. This can help you to make better decisions and to be more mindful of your relationships with others. Taking time to reflect on your experiences is an important part of personal growth. It can help you to gain insight into yourself and your life, and to learn from your mistakes. It can also help you to stay mindful and stay focused on the present moment. So take some time to reflect on your experiences and learn from them. Main idea number 18. Practicing gratitude is an important habit to cultivate in order to stay positive and focused on the present. It involves taking the time to appreciate the good things in life and being thankful for them. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as writing down three things you are grateful for each day, or taking a few moments to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. It can also involve expressing your gratitude to others, such as thanking a friend for their help or sending a thank you note to someone who has done something special for you. Practicing gratitude can help you stay focused on the present and appreciate the good things in life, rather than dwelling on the negative. It can also help you cultivate a more positive outlook on life, which can lead to greater happiness and contentment. Main idea number 19. Living with integrity means doing the right thing even when it is difficult. It means staying true to your values and beliefs, no matter what the situation. It means being honest and trustworthy, even when it is hard. It means taking responsibility for your actions and being accountable for your decisions. It means being consistent in your words and actions, and not wavering when faced with difficult choices. It means being true to yourself and to others, and not compromising your values for the sake of convenience or expediency. Living with integrity is not always easy, but it is essential for building trust and respect. When you live with integrity, you demonstrate to others that you are reliable and dependable. People will know that they can trust you and that you will do the right thing, even when it is difficult. This will help you build strong relationships and create a positive reputation. Living with integrity is a lifelong commitment. It requires courage and strength of character to do the right thing, even when it is hard. It is a commitment to yourself and to others, and it is essential for living a life of purpose and meaning. Main idea number 20. Finding meaning and purpose in life is essential for living a fulfilling and successful life. It is important to find something that you are passionate about and pursue it. This could be a hobby, a career, a cause, or anything else that you are passionate about. When you have something that you are passionate about, it will help you stay motivated and fulfilled. It will also give you a sense of purpose and direction in life. When you have a purpose in life, it will help you stay focused and motivated. You will be able to set goals and work towards achieving them. You will also be able to stay positive and optimistic, even when things don't go as planned. Having a purpose in life will also help you stay connected to others and build meaningful relationships. Finding meaning and purpose in life is not always easy, but it is worth the effort. Take the time to explore your interests and passions and find something that you are truly passionate about. Once you have found something that you are passionate about, make it a priority and pursue it with all your heart. This will help you stay motivated and fulfilled and will give you a sense of purpose and direction in life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.